With SRN News, I'm John Scott. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says a much smaller version of the Education Department will continue to administer critical functions.
Pell Grants and student loans will still be run out of the department in Washington, D.C., but the great responsibility of educating our nation's students will return to the states.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Hamas firing 3 rockets at Israel without causing casualties in the first such attack since Israel ended the ceasefire with a surprise bombardment on Tuesday.
Sirens warning of incoming rockets sent Israelis in Tel Aviv rushing to shelters this lunchtime. One missile was intercepted and no one was hurt. Hamas's armed wing said it was responding to the massacre of civilians in Gaza since Israel ended the 2-month-old ceasefire. Funerals have been taking place for dozens of people, including many children who were killed in the latest strikes. The Israeli military says it's hitting what it calls terrorists and terror targets. It's now launched new ground operations along the coast in the far north of the Strip.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell says Israeli strikes overnight killed at least 85 Palestinians across Gaza. A boost for the housing market.
Home sales rose last month. The increase of more than 4% reported by the National Association of Realtors comes at a time when mortgage rates are easing and more properties are on the market. Sales were lower compared to a year ago. Sales started to slump in 2022 when mortgage rates started to climb. One reason the inventory for home sales has been rising is properties are taking longer to sell. Home prices increased on an annual basis for the 20th consecutive month. The median price is $398,000. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks have turned lower, the Dow dropping 70 points, the NASDAQ composite 109 in the red. This is SRN News. Is your newborn baby gay?
That is actually one of the questions being put to mothers at hospitals and health facilities across New Jersey under a new law passed by the Democratic majority legislature. Republican State Senator Holly Schapisi has put one of the medical questionnaires up on Facebook. One question asks mothers to identify whether their infant is, quote, male, female, transgender, or genderqueer. Another question asks which gender a baby was, quote, assigned at birth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A 3-judge panel of the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that Ohio's ban on sex change operations for children is unconstitutional. The state vows to appeal. The law bans counseling, surgery, and hormone therapy to help anyone under the age of 18 live as the opposite sex. The appeals panel ruled the ban is unlawful because it targets only patients seeking sex change operations and exceeds the state's power. This is SRN News. Wildfires fueled by dry conditions and gusting winds burning in a few states in the south. The fires forced evacuations in Texas and prompted Florida officials to close part of a major highway with spring break in high gear. A wildfire in a national forest near Houston prompted the evacuation of about 900 homes and closed schools. In the Florida Keys, a large brush fire that began Tuesday caused authorities to close one of the two roads leading in and out of an island chain. An Alabama man arrested again after Biden commuted his sentence.
Dothan police charged Willie Frank Peterson with possessing cocaine, hydrocodone, marijuana, and 2 counts of illegally possessing firearms. Biden commuted Peterson's prior sentence and those of many other criminals in his final days in office. Court records show Peterson was sentenced to 75 months in August of 2023.
More details at SRNNews.com.